This goes to Nikki, N-I-K-K-I, Preston, P-R-E-S-T-O-N, and like November, P like practice. Fax 989-463-9360. Regarding Kelly, K-E-L-L-Y, middle initial A, last name Miller, M-I-L-L-E-R, date of birth 5-17 of 1963. Dear Nikki, this is a post-hospital follow-up visit for Ms. Miller, who was hospitalized January 27th through February 1st of 26 with stroke-like symptoms, and they were considering a cerebellar-type stroke. She had decreased mental status, slurred speech, very short of breath with very high blood pressure when she was admitted. And Dr. Fuente was consulted and saw her on January 31st because she's had chronic kidney disease, stage 4, which has been monitored by this office. When she was discharged, she has been sent to Schneps Nursing Home to have physical therapy and rehab. And then she'll be following up with a neurologist in Midland. Apparently, the EEG testing was inconclusive for seizure-like activity. And she was on some gabapentin. It's 100 milligram twice a day. She has been refusing that because it seems to make the slurred speech and all of the mental sleepiness and confusion worse. So she has not been taking the gabapentin in the nursing home. She also has seen Dr. Bonacci in the past to discuss permanent access placement. And so we're going to follow up and find out the status of that referral and appointment that was previously scheduled. She's feeling fairly well today. And is accompanied by her significant other, who is, of course, transporting her to this appointment. She is to be discharged home this Wednesday, so 2 more days and she'll be back home. And we will get some labs in Schneps prior to her discharge. Hopefully we can get them tomorrow, and then we're going to check them weekly until things stabilize. Currently, she's still feeling as if she has some slurred speech. She's very weak. She is in a wheelchair for stability. She's chronically short of breath and is trying to quit smoking, but has not been able to do so yet. And she has had a history of prior lacunar stroke and a prior history of lung cancer, pulmonary emboli, pulmonary sarcoidosis, diabetes, hypertension, extensive vascular disease, and hypertrophic obstructive cardiomyopathy also. She does appear quite a bit older than her stated age also. Currently, she denies chest pain or palpitations. She does have chronic shortness of breath on exertion, none at rest, no current sputum production, or no hemoptysis, no purulent material is secreted, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. She is urinating adequately without cloudiness or blood, and no peripheral edema. Medications. She's on albuterol inhaler every 4 to 6 hours as needed. Brio Ellipta is 60/9/4.8, 2 inhalations daily. Glipizide 2.5 milligram daily, Lipitor 40 milligram daily, hydralazine 50 milligram, 50 milligram once daily. No, that's twice a day. And aspirin 81 milligram daily, B like boy, R E, Z like zebra, T like Tom, R I inhaler, 2 inhalations daily. Amlodipine 10 milligram daily, bisoprolol 5 milligram daily, vitamin D3 daily, Plavix 75 milligram daily, DESV VENLAFAXINE, 50 milligram daily, Synthroid, 50 milligram daily, Pepcid, 20 milligram twice a day, Tegretol, 200 milligram three times a day for possible seizure prevention or trigeminal neuralgia. Trazodone is 50 milligram at bedtime, and Chantix is 0.5 milligram twice a day. No oral nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory drugs are used. Physical exam, weight 147 pounds, pulse is 58 and regular, oxygen saturation 96% on room air, blood pressure right arm sitting, large adult cuff 140 over 76. Her neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs have COPD changes with prolonged expiratory phase throughout. Normal respiratory rate. Heart is regular without murmur or rub. Abdomen soft and non-tender. No peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done February 17th, 2026. Creatinine was 2.52. Estimated GFR 21, calcium 9.8, electrolytes are normal, albumin is 4.2, urine negative for blood, negative for protein, hemoglobin is 11.0, normal white count, normal platelets. They did do drug screen, they were all, everything was negative when that was done. Ammonia level normal at 13, pro-BNP is elevated at 777, alcohol level is negative. Previous creatinine levels, 131, 26, 1.97, 130, 26, 1.86, 129, 26, creatinine 1.91, 128, 26, creatinine 2.02, 127, creatinine 2.26, and we have seen levels as high as 2.31, and that was 927 of 24. Assessment and plan. One, stage 4 chronic kidney disease with increased creatinine level on the 17th of February. We are going to do weekly labs currently just due to the decline in renal function most recently. And that will continue after she's discharged home this Wednesday. Two, hypertension, currently near to goal, so we won't be changing any medications. Three, hypertrophic cardiomyopathy. And four, COPD, secondary to prolonged smoking and continuing to smoke. We will be checking with Dr. Bonacci's office to find out what the plans were for permanent access placement. And then we'll let the patient know what the plans will be. She will need to wait until she's more stable before they'll proceed with any kind of access placement, I'm certain. And she will have a follow-up visit with this practice in the next 4 to 6 weeks. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.